Women's History Month has a bit of history in the making itself. Its origins are in the early 1900s celebration of International Women's Day in Europe. Wars and the Depression sidelined any progression of it until the 1960s, when the women's movement rekindled interest in women's history. This prompted courses to be taught in schools and ultimately led to the Women's History Week, for which Congress passed a supporting resolution. Schools focused on projects during this time, and the National Women's History Project distributed materials to support this week, as well as information on women in history year-round. In 1987, at the request of the National Women's History Project, Congress expanded the week to Women's History Month. Out of this, the effort to create a National Museum of Women's History arose, and the museum came into being in 1996. The purpose of Women's History Month is to bring women back into history and to remember their notable contributions with the hope that one day it will become impossible to teach or learn history without remembering these contributions. The National Women's History Project has announced the theme for National Women's History Month in 2018, which will be, "Nevertheless, She Persisted," honoring all women who fight all forms of discrimination against women. In the studio with me tonight to talk about some local celebrations of Women's History Month is Rachel Kramer. Rachel is president of the Music Learning Center and CEO of Alive in Arts. She's founder of SOS Music Group and associate director and accompanist emerita of Muse Cincinnati Women's Choir. Rachel, I'm delighted to have this time to talk with you.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me and getting the opportunity to tell everyone about this exciting month of celebration of women and artistry.
So let's just for a moment talk about why Women's History Month is still important. We've come a long way, baby, as the saying was, but what's the importance of getting the word out still?
I feel that there's always more room for women to do more things, and particularly in areas of the arts, whether it's visual arts, theater arts, literature, music. We still see a lot of women trying to make their way and have their voice heard. And so I just felt like, oh gosh, we could really ramp this up in Cincinnati and be a leader and highlight just all of the incredible artistry that exists within our city and within the hearts and souls of so many women in the greater Cincinnati area. And so one thing led to another, and now we have a whole month of celebrating to do. I thought it was also important to help, I guess, you pre-college girls really start to learn about where did they come from. If they may think, oh, I have no trouble getting into this orchestra or, you know, doing what I want to do. But there's always people who led to them being able to do that now.
Yes.
Because of their leadership back then, they're able to make their way now. And I think that's important to carry that history through.
So this is really a festival that we're
yes.
talking about. It's multiple events, and there's a lot of variety in them. This is the first time that this is happening in Cincinnati. So tell us what it is and start us off with what's going to happen on March 3rd.
So we have this one end, the Luna Fest. I knew that I wanted to end the festival with the Luna Fest. And then I thought, Luna, maybe there should be a high school girls something. So I called it Filii Mundi, Daughters of the World, High School Girls Singin', and invited Dr. Catherine Roma, former artistic director of Muse, Robin Lana, the artistic director of the Cincinnati Children's Choir, and Lisa Peters, the former director at Walnut Hills High School, and with whom we collaborated on a women's concert, to be the guest conductors. So we've invited high school girls from all over the greater Cincinnati area to come together and sing together. Then I thought, well, that's not going to be a lot. That's the bookends, but maybe we should do, well, there'll be Muse concerts because they have to do something, right? So they'll be their concerts. Well, gosh, we might as well, if we're going to be down at Community Matters in Lower Price Hill, why can't we have food trucks and have food between the concerts? Well, if we're going to have that, there's a lot of women poets. You know, they have to sort of do their own thing. We should get them highlighted. So then I contacted Pauletta Hansel, and she's going to do writing workshops, our poet laureate of the city. And then I thought, well, there's all these women who have such great artistry in their hands. So let's have a street fair with women artisans. And, well, Alive in Arts exists to give a voice and participation at all levels. So then I thought, well, there's a lot of women who have really made way in women's music. And we have some history in that in Cincinnati, besides Muse, which is one of the oldest women's choirs, obviously, that Kathy founded. We have Teresi Dell, who was a forerunner in women's music. So I spoke with her partner, and she agreed to let it be called the Teresi Dell from Women's Faces Coffee House Concert. So we're going to feature just our local fabulous artistry of singer-songwriters. And then I thought, well, that's not enough either, because I don't have really any buddy speaking about diversity in a really great way. So Dr. Tammy Kernodle, with whom I've worked and know from Miami University, just has a new book on women of the civil rights movement. So I said, would you be willing to do a lecture? Okay, yes, she would. Well, where should we have that? No better place than the Harriet Beecher Stowe House. So now that's on the agenda. Then I've worked with an organist, Dr. Brenda Portman at Hyde Park Community Methodist, who I knew had already put together an all-women's composer organ recital for another series outside of Cincinnati. So I asked her if she would join the festival. So we have the bookends as Philly Imundi and Luna Fest, the film festival, and that's going to be held at Hebrew Union College, because one of my other efforts is to get the arts out and not just sitting in one place. So we're in several venues. And then we have the organ recital, the whole arts fest on March 10th. And on March 17th is the Dr. Kernodle workshops, and then Luna Fest on the 18th. And then Muse will actually travel to Dayton Correctional, where they will do a joint concert with the women's choir that's at Dayton Correctional.
What a wonderful way to bring liveliness to history and to celebrate women. So I thank you so much for all that you have done to make this possible, and certainly for visiting with us tonight and telling us about it.
Thank you very much.
I've been talking with Rachel Kramer about the coming events for the National Women's History Month Festival here in Cincinnati. You'll find more information about times and tickets and so forth at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.